This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting today of Sri Somnath Trust, which manages the world-famous Somnath Temple, in his capacity as its chairperson. The meeting will take place at Sarsan, the headquarters of Gir National Park in Junagadh district of Gujarat. Prime Minister Modi will also offer prayers at the Somnath Temple. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Vantara is established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sarsan to discuss national-level issues related to wildfire. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. Home Minister Amit Shah today vowed to intensify crackdown on drug traffickers to build a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. The minister said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing drug traffickers who drag youth into addiction for money. He pledged to continue combating the drug menace with meticulous investigations to build a drug-free Bharat. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, today highlighted the role of Central Warehousing Corporation, CWC, in strengthening supply chains and ensuring food security in the country. Sharing a video message at the celebration of 69th Foundation Day of the Central Warehousing Corporation in New Delhi, he said that CWC has made commendable efforts by creating additional food storage capacity of more than 21 lakh square feet during financial year 2023-24. The Central Warehousing Corporation is a public sector warehouse operator that offers warehousing and logistical services. In Uttarakhand, the death toll in the avalanche incident near Mana village in Chamoli has risen to 5 as rescue teams recovered another body today. Operation is underway to rescue the remaining 3 workers trapped in the avalanche. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reached the disaster control room in Dehradun and took stock of the situation. He said the district administration, including the army, ITBP, SDRF and NDRF, are engaged in the rescue operation on war footing. According to the district administration and rescue teams, one missing worker had already gone home before the accident. The number of workers affected in the avalanche incident near Mana village in the past days has now come down to 54, which was earlier reported to be 55. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order designating English as the official language of the United States. The order overturns a mandate from former President Bill Clinton, which required federal agencies and recipients of federal funding to provide assistance to non-English speakers. Under the new directive, agencies will retain some flexibility in determining the level of support they offer in languages other than English. The new executive order says designating English as the official language will promote unity, enhance communication, and create a more cohesive society. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that U.S. President Donald Trump's support is crucial for his country. The statement comes a day after his unprecedented verbal spat with President Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance during a meeting in the White House. In a social media post after arriving in London, President Zelensky said Ukraine is grateful to the U.S. for all the support, especially during 3 years of war with Russia. He added President Trump wants to end the war, but no one wants peace more than Ukraine. President Zelensky is on a visit to the United Kingdom to attend the European Summit in London. In Angola, the number of people killed in the latest cholera outbreak has risen to 201. Health Ministry of Angola has announced that nearly 5,600 people have been infected since early January. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India were 182 for 5 in 39 overs against New Zealand in the final Group A ODI encounter in Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to field. Both teams have already secured a spot in the semi-finals from Group A. However, the match is crucial as it will determine the group leader. The winner of the match will face Australia in the semi-finals, while the losing team will take on South Africa. For India, star batter Virat Kohli is playing his 300th ODI today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.